fantastic to see here at Tamworth. We all talk about the players having the step up in the Buildcorp Cup, but it's a referee's great opportunity as well. And how have you enjoyed getting out there, being in the best seat in the house?
It's been fantastic. You know, I had first crack at Super Rugby this year, and I thank 2 years of Buildcorp NRC to get me ready for that sort of step up into rugby. So just like players, referees, it's a fantastic comp to have an opportunity at a higher level. Travel a different environment to see whether you cut from the right mustard to go up.
Yeah. Did you play rugby at all before you became a referee?
Yeah, so I played up until 2006. Got a neck injury, went in to tackle a big bopper who had about 30 kgs on me, put my head into his stomach, and unfortunately the neck was gone, the confidence was shot, and I stuck with the whistle instead.
Yeah, of course you've had a great run over the last couple of years refereeing the Under-20s World Cup last year. That just must have been unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a great opportunity. Last year, a month in Italy, I can think of worse places to do it, but then also to get the opportunity to do the final in that environment and sort of live and breathe rugby for a month was a dream come true. Yeah. So I could definitely get used to that.
And you'll be looking to take Gus Gardner down, of course, so you can go and do Six Nations and Test matches. Being a referee before the game, do you think, what's the thought process before a game, especially a big game, because everybody looks at the players and they're nervous, but everybody looks at the referee and they want to bag the referee if there's one mistake. Players can make mistakes and multiple mistakes and never get bagged. They just get dropped, but the referee gets crucified.
Yeah, it's an interesting environment. Look, you know it comes with the territory at the end of the day, and I think some people thrive under that sort of pressure to perform and the challenge that comes with all that. There's no doubt you do get nervous before big games. Like that, the atmosphere is something that I think you're not human if you don't take that in to account and all the rest of it. It's about being able to sort of, I guess, understand yourself, know what's going to come at you from different personalities on the field and the environment out there, and you control your mannerisms and everything else and have a crack and see how it all goes.
Doing this Buildcorp Cup, it's a quicker brand of rugby compared to Super Rugby, or is it about the same, or Super Rugby is a quicker brand of rugby?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think a lot of the laws in the NRC make it a quicker game. Like today was definitely up there with the pace of a Super Rugby fixture and all the rest of it. You know, most of those guys have some Super Rugby experience under their belt, and it showed today.
Yeah. Also, you did the grand final for the Intra-Super Shield here there at North Sydney Oval. The atmosphere was just dripping off the walls, and North's got the job done, but again, white-hot atmosphere at a very unique opportunity at a grassroots level, and while North's won, it still must have been an unbelievable experience with not only the crowd but the noise and the community aspect of everybody running on the ground, and the Eastern Randwick fans fighting with each other on the hill.
Yeah, certainly an interesting afternoon of club footy. To have a relatively packed North Sydney Oval was fantastic. Not going to lie, I had to check the duds afterwards. When you see 200-300 guys with a couple of beers under their belt running at you, yeah, you do get a bit of a scare. No, it was fantastic. At the end of the day, both sides played their brand of rugby and made the most of the opportunities they got, and we had a game like we did.
Yeah. Finally, of course, what do you do for a cross when you're not refereeing? Are you a full-time referee? And having gone to university in that, you need to sort of back that up, because it's not only for the players, but one day someone's going to tap you on the shoulder and say you're a bit slow and you're a bit old and you can't do the full-time thing, but at least you might have better hair than Nathan Pearce.
Pearce, he spent a lot of time getting that right. Yeah, so I work for TNT as their real estate manager for Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. So I look after all the properties. We've got a property in Tamworth, so I went and saw that on Friday. Which is a nice shed, and I'm very lucky that I've got an understanding employer that lets me pursue a passion like this and agree. At the end of the day, you need to have something to back you up, because like a player, it's an uncertain environment. You can be flavour of the month 1 month and then out the door the next, so you've got to have a contingency.
Yeah, well, TNT's made enough money out of you guys sponsoring the referees, but well, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward, and it's great to see that you're going to have a chat with us, and we wish you all the best in your career.
Cheers, thanks very much for having me on.
No worries.